is Worship First Podcast with Reverend Eleanor Coleman, pastor of First United Methodist Church in College Station, Texas. We thank you for joining us today and hope that this message inspires you. And remember, God is with you wherever you go.
Tried in the fire, but you're coming out. go. Cling to his hand, is through every promise they got. It's a new season.
It's a new season.
It's a new season. Oh, oh.
It's a new day.
Fresh anointing.
A fresh anointing.
It's flowing my way.
It's flowing my way.
It's a season of power.
It's a season of power.
And prosperity.
And prosperity.
Please join us for a word of prayer.
Lord God, we thank you for this, your new season. God, we thank you for the blessing of life itself, for your life in us, Lord God, that enables us to do everything you've called and created us to do. Lord God, we thank you that as the elders used to sing, my soul looks back and wonders how I got over. Lord, we know how we got over. It was none but you. And so we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for being our bridge over all the troubled waters of 2020. Lord God, we thank you for being our light in the dark. We thank you for being our strong tower when we were all out of strength. We thank you for being our way maker when we could not see to put one foot in front of the next, when we did not have the wisdom to make the very next choice. There you were, crowning us with wisdom, Lord God, anointing us with your covering, your grace, your power, from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. God, we thank you for how you guided us in 2020. And we know that you're the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So we look forward, God, to how you will walk this race with us, how you will guide our feet while we run this race in 2021. God, forgive us. Forgive us for not always reflecting your image in this world, for not always being who you called us to be, for not always answering your call. Forgive us, Lord God. We thank you for another chance to get it right. Bless us, Lord God, to be blessings in this world. Bless your world. You know the healing we need. You know the peace we need. You know the provision we need that comes only from your hand. God, thank you for being God and God alone. Thank you for still sitting on the throne in 2021. We honor you. We worship you. We just give you glory this day. We thank you for the privilege of worshiping. In Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
We serve a generous and giving God, so don't forget to worship through your giving. You can give online by visiting firstcollegestation.org and clicking on the Giving tab. Remember FIRST as in the number ST. The ability to give is as close as your smartphone when you text GIVE to 979-399-8303 or download the Ministry One app. Don't forget, you can still give using the QR code on the bulletin online or mail your checks to the church at 1125 Welburn Road, College Station, Texas 77840. Thank you for your generosity.
The Bible says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you." Now, let's join Pastor Colvin as she explores this topic further.
Amen. Friends, you may have heard that scripture reading and thought, doesn't the pastor know? Christmas is over. Because some of y'all know I like to keep one tree up all year long. So you might be thinking, somebody tell her, Christmas is over. It's a new season. It's a new day. It's a new year, finally. Well, thanks be to God, most of that is true. But no, Christmas is not over. Your lights might be down. Your decor may be all packed away. You may have opened all of your gifts a few days ago, but today, Epiphany Sunday, is the day Jesus gets his gifts. Amen. This is the day that the wise men, the Magi, finally found the baby after being guided by a bright star. Epiphany is the day we celebrate Christ being revealed to us and our gifts being revealed to Christ. So nope, Christmas is not over yet. I mean, after all, we've not stopped giving ourselves gifts. So why would we stop bringing gifts to the King? I mean, for the sake of a few more gifts, some of you slipped out of the house while your families were still asleep on the day after Christmas so you could clearance shop in peace. No, I don't have a camera in your house, but I just know what I know. And then there are others of us who have gift cards threatening to give us third-degree burns, just burning a hole in our pockets because we can't wait to get into the store. We are beyond ready to spend them. And no matter what end of that spectrum you fall on, we've not stopped giving ourselves gifts, or at least thinking about it. So there's no reason that we shouldn't still be bringing gifts to the King. Friends, I wonder, what do we have to offer God today? The text tells us that the wise men brought him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Church tradition teaches us that the gold represents Christ's kingship. The frankincense represented his divinity, since incense would be burned on the altar for worship. And the myrrh, well, that pointed to the sacrificial death and burial that he would have, since myrrh was commonly used in their burials. Some people argue that the Magi wouldn't have known all that. They might not have known that this little baby was all the way human and all the way God at the same time. They might not have known that this king that they traveled to see, this king would not die waging war, but this king would die surrendering, laying down his life for the sake of peace. They might not have known all the symbolism. Instead, simply out of respect, they brought things that were valuable and useful. Valuable and useful. Their actions should cause us to think about our actions today. I believe their gifts should cause us to think about our gifts. What useful thing did we offer Christ in 2020? What thing of value do we present to the Messiah today? Oh, I hear someone saying and singing, "I give myself away." And I hear another person's musical testimony, "Praise is what I do." And someone else among us is recommitting to God today, vowing to present themselves as living and holy sacrifices. Friends, once we do that, I believe God will show us day by day what giving ourselves away looks like, what being a living sacrifice should mean, what gift we're going to be required to share, how we'll be called to let our light shine. Arise and shine, Isaiah tells us. Christmas is not over. God is still giving gifts. Isaiah says this is not just any light, but the Lord rises upon you. It's Christ that's on us, and his glory appears over you, and that glory draws nations to you, some translations say. Isaiah says, it's darkness all over the earth and all over the people. But the good news is God's light is all over you. 2020 wasn't the brightest year. There was a good bit of darkness. And I wonder, did the chaos and darkness of 2020 make it easier or harder for you to let your light shine? I wonder, what can you do this year to be a light in the world? Friends, darkness is still all over the earth. Darkness is still all over some people, and God's light is still all over us. And not only are we being guided by God's light, but God desires for us to guide others. Matthew 5 says it this way: in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and your God in heaven may be glorified. Friends, trust me, you don't have to be perfect to let your light shine. The circumstances of your life don't have to be ideal for you to let your light shine. There's nothing for you to wait on or get right or get together for you to let your light shine. I learned this week that stars themselves are born out of tension and dust and chaos. Forgive me for oversimplifying the science, but stars are formed within big old dust clouds in the atmosphere. And when there's so much tension among the particles in the cloud, the tension produces a knot, and we call that knot a star. Now, that shouldn't surprise us that the God who specializes in chaos, the God who created a whole world out of nothingness, the God who spoke light into darkness, we shouldn't be surprised that God who created us from the dust of the earth could create stars from the dust of the sky. And the God who specializes in the impossible is calling us to embark on seemingly impossible journeys this year, just like the Magi. Impossible journeys like homeschooling and teleworking and social distancing and loving people from afar. Impossible journeys like finding new ways to serve, new ways to be the church. Because I'm being told that it may be another 6 months or so that we are worshiping this way, together but apart. And even still, I'm clear that every single one of those days, God is still calling us to seek the Savior, just like those wise men did. Every one of those days, God will be calling us to lead others to the Lord that we love. Every single one of those days, God will be calling us to tap into our gifts, our light, and let it shine. Yes, it's hard. It's exhausting. It's not the same. Yes, it's frustrating. Yes, people pretending like you ain't working on your job, but it's more work to relocate your home office, your office, and travel around with it everywhere you go. It's more work for my students to teach themselves without the real help and guidance of a teacher. It's more work for you to constantly multitask. Yes, it is chaos. And I wonder, in 2021, will the chaos of a pandemic, the chaos of life, dim our shine? Or will we allow that chaos to be the tension that shapes us into stars? Arise, shine. Your light has come. Friends, I hear God calling us to spend some time at the start of this year reflecting on light. First of all, how God's light guides us, and then how we are being led to light the way for others. And FYI, lighting the way for others is something different from telling folks what to do all the time, being controlling or bossing. That's not the same thing. Lighting the way happens naturally when people watch you shine. For instance, if someone sees you getting into shape, they're gonna ask you, what's your workout plan? What's your meal plan? What have you been eating? You don't even have to tell them that they let themselves go, no matter how much you want to. If someone sees you saving money, they might ask you for your budgeting or investment tips. You won't have to remind them about how broke they always are. Amen. We will naturally light the way when we walk in God's light and let our light shine. To help us reflect on light, the church has produced our second annual New Year's devotional. A team of your lay leaders have contributed devotions that reflect on a single word, one word that could bless us, strengthen us, mature us as disciples. Some people call these star words, and folks use that one word each year as a guide for the entire year, a theme for the whole year, a star word to light your way. And considering how the star guided the wise men, I'm inviting you to choose one word that could be your guiding light for the new year. Now, something might have just popped in your spirit right now. That's probably your star word. We're not talking about a resolution. We are talking about a revelation over time. We're talking about how one word could guide you to seek God's revelation all kinds of places all throughout the year. How that one word could guide you to change you and the world. One word, not a whole paragraph, not a list of goals. That's a different thing. And you can do that too. Not a list of things that might soon be forgotten, but a single word. And if you can't think of the divine right word, when you receive your devotion by email, there will be a link in the introduction to an online site that will give you one word. Ideally, you would have randomly selected this word when you came forward to the altar for communion today during worship. So don't overthink it. You would have had a half a second to pick up that word before somebody was rushing you to get to their Hawaiian bread. Don't overthink it. Accept whatever word God speaks or the internet generates as your final Christmas gift from God as you continue to contemplate the gifts you bring to the baby Jesus. Don't overthink it. Trust that once we present ourselves as living, holy, acceptable sacrifices, once we present our gifts, God will show us day by day what faith steps we need to take. But let me warn you, it may take a lot of steps, y'all. The Magi were from the east, the text tells us. Scholars suggest that they probably traveled about 900 miles to see the Christ child. It was probably 3 months between the time they first saw the star and when they finally saw Jesus. I hope you heard that. It took time. Epiphanies take time. Encounters with the holy take time. I believe God has given someone a sign of hope for a thing that has not yet come to pass. And perhaps you have another 600 or so miles to go before you get there. Perhaps it's just another minute in God's time before you get to that set time. Maybe like the Magi, we're a couple of months away from seeing a miracle. 3 months between the time they saw the star and when they saw Jesus, I believe God might be giving someone a sign, a guiding light today, and is asking us to just trust him even when we can't trace him. Trust him even when we don't know which way to go. Trust him when the light is dim. Just trust him. Can you imagine traveling 900 miles guided only by a star and your faith? Some of us don't go places that we've been a dozen times without setting a GPS. And some of you won't cross town. I know, because you told me, Pastor, that's way in North Bryan. So a 900 mile trip being guided by a thing you can't touch or talk to or ask questions of. A 900 mile trip being guided by a thing that's millions of miles away. And when I thought about how far away stars really are, or when I realized how far away they really are, science says it would take us thousands of years to travel to some stars. I can't even wrap my mind around it. I can't comprehend that. Thousands of years of travel to reach a thing. And still, their light is so very present in our darkness. Their light is present in our darkest nights from millions of miles away. Friends, that reminds me of a God who sits high and looks low. That reminds me of a God who never slumbers nor sleeps, a God whose power is ever present. Every time we see a star this year, I hope you think about the journey of the Magi. I hope you think about your own journey and God's enduring presence through light that reminds us that the Lord is our light and our salvation. And because of that, we have nothing to fear. Every time you see a star this year, I hope you think about Jesus, the light of the world. And because of his light, remember that you can walk in the light, beautiful light. Arise, shine, your light has come. John told us last week that Jesus came as a light to shine in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome his light. It could not defeat him. It could not dim his light, not even in death. And that same light is available for us today. That same light illumines each of our paths. That same light empowers our epiphanies. Church, there are all kinds of epiphanies. Whew, this ain't the job for me. I better find something else. That's an epiphany. Or, oh, I finally found my purpose, the right job. That's an epiphany. Lord, this relationship is not for me. This is not the right set of friends for me to be hanging out with. That's an epiphany. And finally feeling like you found home, like you found a tribe you belong with. That's an epiphany. All of those can be revelations and realizations that change your life. There are all sorts of epiphanies, but on this first Sunday of 2021, we celebrate that there is nothing more life-changing than a true encounter with Emmanuel, God with us. There's nothing more life-changing than a true encounter with Jesus, who came for the sole purpose of saving our lives. There's nothing more life-changing than a realization and revelation about how the living word can empower you, how the living water can refresh and restore you, how the bread of life can fill and sustain you. And so today, as we celebrate Epiphany, we pray that we will be like those wise men. We pray that we will worship wherever we can. They weren't in Jerusalem. They weren't in the king's castle. They weren't in a temple or even in a makeshift tabernacle. They worshiped Jesus right where they found him. And if 2020 didn't teach us nothing else, it taught us how to worship where we are. As we celebrate Epiphany, we pray that we will bring our gifts to God, that we will not show up empty-handed in 2021. We may not have gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You may not have the finer things in life, but you have something to offer that honors Christ's kingship, something to offer that honors his divinity, that says thank you for his sacrifice. As we celebrate Epiphany, we pray that we will learn to ignore the haters in 2021. In this text, King Herod is basically a hater, y'all. He's trying to dim the shine of Jesus and even mislead the wise men. If there's anyone in your life who seems like they don't want you to shine, this the year to stop wasting your time. Stop wasting your light on them. This is the year to learn to trust God's word and to learn to move on like the Magi. This is the year to learn to go home a different way, the text says, to travel by a different route. Another route that might strengthen your discipleship, another route that might purify your worship, another route that might amplify your shine so that your light and love leads someone to God's light and love. Friends, 2020 demanded that we learn to travel by new routes. And for many of us, that wasn't the first time we had to walk by faith and not by sight. And it won't be the last. Sometimes illness demands that we travel another route. Sometimes the economy insists that we travel another route. Sometimes divorce or death or countless other things can cause us to take a different route. The good news is, no matter what path we have to take, whatever route we are on, the one who hovered over the dark world and said, "Let there be light," that God is speaking over our path today. Arise, shine, your light has come. The good news is, the one who creates stars out of tension and dust can create something brilliant and bright out of our chaos too. Bring the gift of your life to God today and receive the gift of God's light. Arise, shine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Friends, would you take a moment to pray about how God has spoken to you through this message? Seeds have been planted today. God's word does not return void. It goes out and produces fruit. It accomplishes the purposes for which it was sent. Take time to pray about how God is sending you today.
Thank you for joining us. Special thanks to those who support this ministry with their time, talent, and gifts. If you enjoy this podcast, you can subscribe, share with friends, and on your social media stories. Don't forget to tag us at First United Methodist Church, College Station. Peace and God bless.